Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, covering the Coachella Valley and destinations beyond. I am coming to you live from the world-famous La Costa Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, California. But before we go any farther, I want to send my condolences along with Valley and everyone at the station to all the families in Connecticut. Just tragic. I am Françoise, your host for the next 2 hours of information, laughs, your comments, and a fantastic destination. Excellent guests and information on how you can win a trip to La Costa Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, California. This is a world-class resort with a world-class spa, golf courses, delicious dining. Oh, my gosh. Let's talk 7 courses I had last night. And fun for the entire family. So the number that you're going to need to know next week is 760-440-8255. But the contest will be posted on travelingwithfrancoise.com. During the week. Speaking of computers, right now you can go to the La Costa website at lacosta.com and you can see where I am. I'm sitting here looking out over the plaza. It is like a village here. It has been nonstop with people coming, going, sitting, relaxing, playing golf, laying by the pool. Yes, you know, kids, you can't keep kids away from the pool. It's just a hub of activity here at La Costa. So I've been having a fabulous time. But back home, of course, is our own Ms. Valley Harvey. She's in the control room. Good morning, Valley.
Good morning, Françoise.
And how are you?
I'm really good. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Yeah, it's right around the corner. We're getting it's decorated so beautifully here, Valley. I mean, everywhere I look, there's poinsettias and gorgeous trees and lights all over. It puts you even more into the holiday spirit.
I love this time of year.
Yep, me too. I do too. And pretty soon, a new year, 2013.
Yep.
We got by 2000, was it 12, 12, 12?
Mm-hmm.
We made it by that. A lot of people were married on 12, 12, 12.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, of course, the world is, I don't know, scheduled to end next week, but I kind of don't think.
21st. I think something dramatic might happen in the sky, but I don't think the world's going to end.
Yeah, I don't think so. So I do, it makes me laugh. It's not a funny thing, but people, all of these preparedness places are having people prepare for the world ending. But if the world's going to end, why should we stockpile water and food?
Well, they'll be in step with if we have an earthquake or a disaster.
Yes. Like, just something to think about.
Are you working on your New Year's resolutions?
I don't do New Year's resolutions. No, okay. If it's things I should be doing anyway, then I just should do them.
That's a good, healthy way to look at it. Okay.
That's right. Okay. Now, the desert mountains have snow, but Christmas, like I said, is right here. The weather in Carlsbad, it was rainy on Friday, and, of course, we were all getting storms in the desert. There was just that storms going through. So it was some rain on Friday, which actually was lovely. I really enjoyed it. And then there was beautiful, crisp, blue, clear skies yesterday. It was just unbelievably gorgeous. It was so blue and clear. I took a tour of the golf course, went out there, played a few holes because I didn't get a chance to do it on Friday because of the rain. Had a great time with Barry, the golf squad. They're kind of like a golf geek squad here. They take you out there and they make sure that you're well taken care of. So I had a great time doing that. But today now it is just a touch cloudy, but I was looking at the weather and it's just that second storm that's coming through. So who knows, we might get some rain in the desert as well. Now yesterday on KESQ Channel 3 TV, I wasn't there because I was here. But next Saturday, we will all take a special look at La Costa. It's going to be a look just for you, and certainly something you should put on your holiday wish list is a trip to the La Costa Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, California. And again, their website is lacosta.com to check it out. For us, though, travelingwithfrancoise.com is the place to go for streaming live. And if you've missed any part of the show, we are podcast. We're on the website as well. The phone app, I was listening to KXPS yesterday, the new golf show on there, through my phone. And I could see where a person could get really spoiled. Just listen to their phone all the time. You don't even need to listen to the radio. Just put the phone app on your phone. So, but first, let's check in with the Coachella Valley. I have a few announcements from the Coachella Valley. And the Get a Life Weekly announcements, which is brought to you by Ambrosia Pet Deli, offering your pets only natural products located in Palm Desert. For more information, please call Ambrosia Pet Deli at 760 760-568-1177. That's 760-568-1177. Now, for all you pet owners out there, on Tuesday, December 18th at Ambrosia Pet Deli, there is a pet portrait party from 2 to 6. So that means you take your furry little friend in there and you will have a portrait, which a lot of people are putting on their Christmas cards, website, all over the place. There is a photographer there that will take a portrait of your pet. So that is Tuesday, December 18th at Ambrosia Pet Deli in Palm Desert from 2 to 6 p.m. 760-568-1177 for more information. So Eileen called me over the weekend and said, Francoise, actually yesterday, she said, please let everybody know to bring their pets over. They're going to have a great time and get those portraits taken. So, and again, that's on Tuesday, the 18th from 2 to 6. And I will post this on Traveling with Francoise. Because I am out of town, I might be just a little late with getting everything up. The contest for La Costa is not posted yet, but it will be during the week. And for those of you online listeners, you can go to the website Traveling with Francoise to sign up. If not, on next Sunday's show, where I will be back in studio, we will let you sign up on the phone then. The Palm Desert Aquatic Center, they have an underwater Christmas tree decoration with scuba Santa. Huh? This is happening Saturday, December 22nd from 2 to 5. The entry fee is one unwrapped gift to dive. One unwrapped gift to dive. General admission to swim. Okay, so if you bring one unwrapped gift, you get to dive. And with general admission, you get to swim. So this is bring some gifts over. It's going to help out the kids with the Y, those a little less fortunate than some of the others. So this is happening again at the Palm Desert Aquatic Center, which is open year-round, by the way, and the YMCA does run the Aquatic Center, but they are having an underwater Christmas tree decoration with Scuba Santa. Should be a lot of fun. Go to the ymcaofthedesert.org for more information, and their number is 760-565-7467. And, of course, the YMCA is on travelingwithfrancoise.com. Desert Arc, they have a fundraiser going with our favorite artists, Karen and Tony Baroni of the Valley. They do so much for us. It is an online auction for a sculpture. For more information about that, go to the Desert Arc website at desertarc.org and find out how you can own one of their sculptures. I mean, they have sculptures everywhere across the United States. And also help Desert Arc, all in one big swoop. You can do it all at once. Not bad, doing everything all at once. So as I said, folks, I am here at La Costa Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, California, where there is golf, there is spa, there is restaurants, there is Kidstopia. So much. It's like a village here. Again, I can't say that enough because the hustle bustle doesn't stop. But yet it's so spread out that it's very relaxing as well. It has just, I think, the right balance of enough people being around all the time. So if you're a people watcher, you can sit and enjoy that. But yet there's all these quiet little places that you can walk over to and just sit and relax. The theme is the Spanish style. When you look around, white walls, red tile roofs, there's a bell that rings like a church bell that rings at the noon hour, on the hour. Beautiful, very serene, yet there's something for all ages. That's what I'm finding quite interesting here. I'm seeing all ages, whether it's for shopping or dining or with the families, and everyone just really gels well. They did a great job here about a nice balance. And we'll find out more about that balance as we go along. And, of course, the championship golf, two golf courses. For those of you who want to see a fabulous black and white photograph of Lee Trevino, and it's Jack Nicklaus winning a tournament here. The prize money was $40,000. I posted that on Facebook as a black and white. I posted it on Golf as a Four-Letter Word page, and it's just a fabulous picture of the history here at La Costa Resort and Spa. On that note, we are going to step aside for one moment. When we come back, we're going to talk to John Tyler. He is the director of membership here at the La Costa Resort and Spa. Again, you can go to their website, lacosta.com, or give them a call, 800-854-5000. But John has a lot to tell us. Everywhere I look is the word membership. I want to know more about it. And like I say, it takes a village, and it is a village here, a really fabulous, fabulous destination for everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200. We'll be right back.
Down the track, he's got rhythm in his feet, but nothing in the sand. town every Christmas day.
Okay, we spoke to Gene Munster about it, analyst at Piper Jaffray, and he said it's really not that big of a deal. He said China Mobile's really not in a position to support the Apple iPhone 5 technically, so he at least told us not to read too much into it, right?
He said 3 quarters from now they could get them on site. Verizon and AT&T combined don't even have 3 times as many subscribers as China Mobile. Just a little
it's
more
a
perspective.
High.
It is high.
All right, Sean. Thank you very much. Well, thank you very much for joining us here on Be West. Remember, you can get all the top headlines from our website. If not, we'll see you Monday.
Make yourself some money. Keep listening to Money Radio 1200.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh, tantalizing dishes you've come to love or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout, and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit our website at mytiesmile.com.
There is only one place in the valley serving all of your golf cart needs, Electric Car Distributors. Serving the golf community since 1961, come and see what's new in 2012. Offering a huge inventory of custom and pre-owned cars and the best selection of the valley club cars, Yamaha, and Western Elegante. Electric Car Distributors is your one-stop shop for all of your golf cart needs. With one historic location to serve you on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage, for more info, call 760-346-5661 or visit Electric Car Distributors on the web at elec-car.com.
Did you know that hearing loss is the number one untreated disability in America? Helping People Hear Again is here to help by fitting financially challenged people of all ages with hearing aids absolutely free. For more information about Helping People Hear Again, how you can donate your used hearing aids, offer financial assistance, or see if you qualify, please call 760-776-1738. That's 760-776-1738. Or visit us on the web at helpingpeoplehearagain.com. Help People Hear Again is a registered 501c3.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Where did you get your fantastic waiting room furniture?
We got it at Desert Business Interiors. They even helped us design it.
Sharp-looking office furniture. Don't tell me. Desert Business Interiors, right? Well, I'm going to Desert Business Interiors.
Hello. Welcome to Desert Business Interiors.
We may be small, but we have it all. Desert Business Interiors, just on the edge of Rancho Mirage on Highway 111.
There is one source for all the financial news and money-making ideas on the radio. And this is it. Money Radio 1200.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the La Costa Resort and Spa. And joining me now is John Tyler, the Director of Membership. Welcome to Traveling with Francoise.
Good morning, Francoise. How are you?
Well, I am fantastic. And before we go any farther, I have to say the staff here is one of the friendliest staffs I have ever met. And they have been here. Folks, I have talked to staff that have been here 35 years, 37 years. What a testament to the company La Costa, what's going on here, and you.
Well, we're really lucky. We have a great staff here, and they are kind of the tip of the spear when it comes to welcoming guests here and bringing members and taking care of everybody. So, yeah, the staff is the key integral part.
And they're so proud to say, I mean, and I love it. They're so proud to say, well, I've been here 35 years. In fact, I met a newbie last night. He'd only been here 7 months. I said, oh, boy, you have a long way to go. You're being here a long time. But it really is, it's so welcoming, and it's just really enjoyable because it's such a well-rounded resort. There's families, there's couples, there's singles, girls getaway. I mean, you have something for everyone here, which is hard to do.
There's truly, yeah, everything for everybody here. We have family events, we have couples events, we have children's events, and we do those events year-round for both the resort and membership. So it's a big coverage. It's great.
Well, speaking of large, let's talk about the size of the property here. Give us a little insight of the property itself.
The property itself is about 440 acres total encompasses. Good portion of that is golf course. It's about 200 acres, a little over 200 acres, and the remainder of that is the sprawl of the resort and the amenities that we have here. So it's pretty big.
So and this is really what I didn't say is also the business conferences. There's so much going on here at any one time. When I arrived on Friday, I think you had 3 golf tournaments going on at one time. You had conferences, the rooms back here where we were setting up. The conferences were happening all around me. It's massive, but yet it doesn't feel that way. That's what I can't put my finger on. There's so much going on, yet it doesn't feel like that's going.
It's a finely tuned juggling act. Yeah. And our general manager, Paul McCormick, does a great job kind of leading the orchestra. And, you would never know it, yet we are always busy here. Over 100,000 square feet of meeting space, so it's very, very busy.
And beautiful tennis courts as well. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But
great, yeah.
Beautiful tennis facility. So I see the word membership. Everywhere I go, I do hear the word membership. Now, I know the La Costa Resort and Spa is definitely a vacation destination. It is a hotel. It is a resort. But what are we talking when we're talking about all memberships? Tell us, explain to me, what are we talking about?
Well, there's 2 classes of membership, but essentially membership covers people that have the opportunity to come here on a regular basis. We have a sport membership, and then we have a golf membership. And the essential difference between those 2 memberships is the golf membership has unlimited golf privileges. Both memberships, sport and golf, have exclusive access to different parts of the resort, membership discounts on retail, on food and beverage and things like that. And so it's another opportunity for everyone that comes here to enjoy an elevated level of service and exclusivity.
Well, with a membership, and this just popped into my head, does this include a room, or is it that type of membership where you buy into, let's say, and I don't want a vacation ownership-like membership, or no?
Not really. This is typical, typical. It's actually a hybrid of a resort membership that you would have at a typical private country club, and this has the added benefit and bonus of encompassing the resort along with the membership. Membership doesn't include rooms, but it does include special discounts for members on room stays here at La Costa.
So you have so many repeat guests that they buy into the members. In fact, that's probably how it all started. They probably said, hey, I'm coming here all the time. What can you do for me?
It was a combination of that, and it was also a combination of the golf courses, just kind of having that opportunity to key in on the golf products that are available in the area and then offer that extra level of exclusivity and service with respect to the golf courses, and then that spread to the other areas of the resort.
So now, is a membership open to residents that live nearby?
Well, and that's the really great part, and especially probably for your listeners, is we have 2 types of sport and 2 types of golf memberships. We do have resident memberships, and then we also have non-resident memberships for those that want to use the resort different parts of the year and have a primary residence that's 50 miles outside of the resort's zip code. So that's a great opportunity.
Well, it is a great opportunity for us desert dwellers, too, because, you know, summertime comes around. And we're always, when we hit about April, and our brains start going, all right, where are we going to go this summer because we need the escape, even if it's for just a week?
Absolutely.
Or a weekend. Some folks are fortunate enough to be gone for 4 months. But now the Valley is becoming a year-round destination. Mm-hmm. So many more now live year-round. It's unbelievable. So we just look for those trips to get away for a week or so. And here, I mean, everything is right here. I have not left the property, John. And with us right now is John Tyler, the director of membership. I didn't want to leave. I have no reason to leave.
We like that. We like that a lot.
I had no reason to leave.
Yeah, we want to give every reason for you to stay here on property. And that's really, truly the La Costa experience that we try to give to every guest and every member, is that they can come here, they can bring their kids. We have Kidtopia. We have the wonderful world-renowned spa. Of course, we have the golf courses. We have Marketplace that can cater to every quick need that you might have, be that food and beverage, be it a package of Advil. And then we have all the fabulous food and beverage outlets that cater to everybody's needs, everything from Blue Fire with Chef Greg Fry to our new Diversions Lounge to the new Edge Pool Complex. It's a little bit of everything for everybody.
And you use the word new there. You just went through a multi-million dollar renovation.
Yes.
And it's, in fact, one of your staff that I was talking to, he's been here 37 years, and he said the property has never looked better. He was just so excited. Not that it looked bad, he said, but it just needed a freshen up.
Yes.
And he goes, he was just beaming with pride. It was just so nice to hear. So tell us about the renovation.
Renovation started in 2011. And it wrapped up in late 2011. There was a few details to wrap up, but it encompassed pretty much every portion of the resort. It touched every portion. We added some new areas. I mentioned Diversions Lounge and the Edge Pool Complex. Those are brand new. The members received a new exclusive outlet called the Champions Club.
Yeah.
It's members only, which is fabulous. You have a chance to get down there and check that out if you haven't already. And then we also did, as I'm sure Dave Dorr mentioned, the North Course became the Champions Course, which was a complete renovation of that. And then future plans for 2013 look to include the South Course as well. So a lot of really exciting things with the renovation still moving forward.
Well, it just looks I my take on it was a little bit of a Mediterranean type mm-hmm. style. I mean, the white walls and mm-hmm. the red tile roofs and the beautiful flowers and fountains everywhere.
Yeah, and we didn't completely want to change that identity, because that's been one of the benchmark recognition tools that La Costa's had, is really kind of the look. And it was really just a freshen and then making everything just really look contemporary with what we did here. It was fantastic.
Well, it looks absolutely gorgeous. So memberships now, are they available for, is there a certain length of time? Is there a restriction for a membership? Let's say if someone only comes a week and they want a membership, can you accommodate them?
Unfortunately or fortunately, depending on which way you look at it, we don't offer weekly or summertime seasonal memberships. But probably the best opportunity for your listeners, if they're coming directly out of the Coachella Valley, would be to look at the non-resident, because that affords them 6 months usage of the resort. And that's not a cent teplant. It's 180 days, and then they can come and go as they please.
Perfect.
So that's really a great opportunity.
That is a great, like I say, you get here, you don't need to leave, folks. It's just, you just want to stay here. Now, I was thinking about this last night, and you have quite a mixture. You have families, you have couples, you have honeymooners. Of course, weddings are going on, the girls' getaway.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fine balance. There's that balancing act that goes along with this, because everybody that I have talked to is very comfortable in what they came here for. Everyone mm-hmm. has a different agenda when they come to the La Costa Resort and Spa. Some of it's just for spa, some just for tennis. How hard is that balancing act?
Well, I think we spoke to it earlier. It's really the size of the resort that gives us the expansiveness to create all of those different experiences that, you know, sometimes overlap. But for the most part, somebody can come here and they can find that sequestered portion of the resort where they can relax under a palm tree and sip a signature cocktail. Or if they want to go get involved in a big group activity, they can jump into Diversions. If they want to have their children's activity, they could jump over to the craft section at the splash pools during the summertime. There just really is a great opportunity for everybody to do everything here.
But I also want to make clear that you don't have to have a membership to come and enjoy the La Costa Resort.
By all means, no. We're open to everybody. It is an open resort, which is the best part of the membership, but then also not. You can come here and you can enjoy it. Just, you know, get a room and have a wonderful time.
And no one has, there are tables that say membership, but no one, folks, there's no one there trying to sell you anything. And that's
every
perfect.
Weekday, yeah.
Well, John Tyler, excuse me, thank you so much for being on the show. We have to go to our break. It's been a blast. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks. This is Traveling with Francois, coming to you live from La Costa Resort and Spa. We'll be right back.
NBC News Radio, I'm Peter Alexander. At the White House, authorities are trying to determine whether students who survived the Connecticut Elementary School rampage will be able to return to classes. Newtown Police Lieutenant George Cinco said at a news conference today, it'll be very difficult for the children to return to Sandy Hook Elementary. A funeral for one of the young victims, 6-year-old Noah Posner, is being planned for tomorrow. As NBC's Michelle Franzen reports, the families are not alone.
It is not just this community that is coming together to show support. An outpouring of sympathy and support is also coming in from around the country, helping these families in this community find more solace and strength.
There are, however, still more questions than answers. Connecticut Senator-elect Chris Murphy.
We've got to have a national conversation about a number of things, not just assault weapons and high-capacity magazine clips, but why we have waiting lines for access to mental health. Why we allow for a culture of violence that celebrates the kind of death and destruction that we saw here.
This is NBC News Radio.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of SebaClear. SebaClear provides fast, topical relief of skin psoriasis. SebaClear helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using SebaClear that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-317-4722. That's 1-800-317-4722. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-317-4722. That's 1-800-317-4722.
Join Ray and the Brain Trust as they help you with all of your financial planning questions. Weekdays from 9 until noon on the Ray Lucia Show, where they help you make better money one bucket at a time. Here on Money Radio 1200.
Enjoy a true Palm Springs workout at Knott's Fitness Point Health Club. We have a cardio room, a weight room, and offer a variety of classes. What sets our tone is our indoor-outdoor pool with therapeutic jets. The pool maintains a comfortable 80 degrees all year round. We also have a soothing jacuzzi, warm sauna, and relaxing steam room. Fitness Point is located next to Knott's Soak City Water Park in Palm Springs. For more info about Fitness Point, call 760-325-8155 or check out our Knott's Fitness Point Facebook page. If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The ARP Auto Insurance Program from Hartford is now available through Desert Empire Insurance in the Coachella Valley since 1925. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members at Desert Empire Insurance at 760-360-4700. That's 760-360-4700. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the La Costa Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, California. I want to once again thank my previous guest, John Tyler, the director of membership here at La Costa. There was just a tiny little interruption there, but that's okay. We had a great time and learned a lot about the facility. But there's so much more to this property, and joining us now, and a lot of you ladies, your ears are going to perk up, it is Keith Lanau. He is the therapist over at the spa right here at La Costa. Welcome, Keith.
How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, I am, you know, thank you for coming on board. And Keith actually, and I have to share this with my listeners, he comes to the desert quite often, and you have seen me on KESQ.
I have,
so,
yes.
So he knew me. I don't know him, but he knew me. So it's always
fun
to hear
that. I'm kind of a fan.
Aw, thank you. So now, being a therapist here at the spa at La Costa, I mean, pretty prestigious title, fabulous facility here. But where do we begin when we talk about the spa? Give us your feelings when you walk in there, when you go to work every day. Tell us about the spa at La Costa.
Well, it's nice when I get in. I help to open the spa up, and at that time, you know, nobody's there. So it's nice to just go enjoy the courtyard. You know, being that the spa is 43,000 square feet, we have 15,000 of it is outdoors. So we've got a reflexology pathway, Roman showers, jacuzzi, pool, patio area. There's a spa cafe out in the back, and it's nice to just walk through and maybe use the reflexology pathway in the morning, or just enjoy the flowers. We've got a lot of citrus trees in the back, and the landscaping is really nice, so it's just kind of nice to enjoy the outdoors in the morning before it gets crazy.
So the spa, I mean, it is, again, I talked about this, and I continue to use this term. It's like a village here at La Costa. There's so many different entities, so much going on. When the people walk into the spa, they basically can spend an entire day there with all the amenities offered.
Yeah, it's designed for that. It's, you know, it's like I said, with the outdoor amenities, you've got the steam room, the saunas, you've got snacks back there, you've got the cafe out in the back, so food is readily available. You don't have to go anywhere. Get your treatment, take a steam, loofah scrubs.
So now, treatments-wise, do you do the hot stone massages? Do you have all the latest in technology of the special showers and all that? I mean, there's a ton of things.
I like to think we
do.
You do? we have a very diverse menu. We try to use all natural organic products in all of the treatments. We've got a variety of options. If you like hot tubs, we've got a hot tub treatment. We've got one that's designed specifically for the season, so it's got more seasonal products involved in that one. We've got massages that range from bamboo massage to hot stone massage.
A bamboo massage?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
It's very similar to the hot stone massage, except you're using condensed bamboo massage.
Really?
Or bamboo sticks. So that's very interesting.
So now what's your specialty?
I do everything. I do everything on the menu. My favorite things to do are Lomi Lomi and Thai massage.
Uh-huh.
The Lomi Lomi is great, especially here at La Costa. We do a California Lomi Lomi. There's only about five places, I think, in all of San Diego County that actually offer that massage modality. It's a Hawaiian-based massage modality, very flowing, very relaxing. So that's one unique massage that we have on the menu.
So, and the fact the menu is there's just something here for everyone. I'm looking at it, and you have body indulgence, you have facials, you have caviar, timeless facial. Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
Facials, massages.
Men, you definitely make sure that the men are included on there, because spa doesn't always have to mean a woman experience. I see you have packages here exclusively for men.
Exactly.
Okay. And so you cover everything. How about the kids? Do you ever get kids in that come in and have massages?
Actually, we just they just renovated one of the rooms in the spa for teens to have birthday parties and come in and maybe get like mini mani-pedis and do the cake and ice cream and all that good stuff. So there's areas specifically designed for the younger bunch.
Start them young.
Yeah, exactly.
Spoil them young. Get them
exactly.
Into that spa early. Now, signature scents. Many of the spas where I travel, here at the La Costa Resort and Spa, though, do you have a signature scent that you use, or signature massage oils?
We've actually got three. Our La Costa Custom Massage and our La Costa Custom Scrub involve three, what we call our intentions, the Inspire, Indulge, and Invigorate. Each one has its own scent, and each one has its own style of massage. So you can customize even the basic massages here.
So do you offer these scents to your guests and let them decide what works for them? How does that work?
When your therapist picks you up and takes you back to the room, when you get back to the room, they'll give you an option of three different scents, the Inspire, Indulge, and Invigorate. And you can basically tailor your own spa experience by choosing.
Love it.
Which way you'd like to go.
Love it. Now, how far in advance can guests make reservations? Because a lot of times people book their trips to La Costa sometimes up to a year in advance.
And people book them that early in advance. Sometimes just look on the schedule and we'll see appointments booked out 1 year in advance. It's always good at least, a month or two. If you're planning on coming to the property, try and include that when you're, when you're booking your rooms. Try and have an idea of what you want to do when you're here and, what kind of treatments you want to book.
Because you do have so many special events going on, business conferences, of course, the golf tournaments,
tennis tournaments
all
yeah.
sorts of stuff. So I think that is a great idea to book. Now, does the spa have a membership package like some of the other programs here?
I believe there was a spa membership. I'm not too sure about that now. I know they've redone some things in the membership area, so I'm not.
And you are a full-service spa, correct?
Yes.
All right, so that means hair, nails.
We've got a brand-new salon we do color cuts, blowouts, and that's actually where the nails are done as well. So,
well, you guys are ready to rock over there. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful facility. And again, tell us again, how large is the spa over there, the property?
43,000 square feet. Wow. We've got 43 treatment rooms.
43 treatment rooms. Yeah. That's a lot of treatment.
And we're actually turning away business because there's no room in the summertime. So if you're planning on coming in the summer, book early.
Book early. Well, Keith, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank
it's
you.
Really
I
been a pleasure.
It.
I am going to have to go over after the show and get a massage now from
with
you.
With me.
Definitely with you. Thank you. It really is really folks. So now tell us your name again.
Keith Launiu. I'm the lead massage therapist and the head trainer here at the spa at La Costa.
So folks, when you come out here to the La Costa Resort and Spa, make sure you ask for Keith when you're going to get a fabulous spa treatment. Fantastic. Keith, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Well, there you have it. I mean, you can't travel without getting a spa treatment. Guys, there's something there for you and the kids. I don't know if you want to start the kids that early, but why not? Spoil them early. Okay. We're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we are going to talk to Chef Greg Fry. He spoiled me last night. Oh, I don't even know where to start at the Blue Fire Grill. It was a fabulous, fabulous evening. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200. We'll be right back.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Oh, we rock your financial world. Money Radio 1200.
Oh, wow. Did you see that?
Yeah, but look over here.
Oh, beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Amaze yourself with a getaway to Arizona's Red Rock Country, Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights in a studio suite at the Bell Rock Inn for just $178. That's $100 off the retail rate. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. Experience the magic of Sedona. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires December 31st, 2012.
We know you want your child to be their absolute best and have fun learning to be their best. The Family YMCA of the Desert wants that too, which is why they offer affordable child care of the highest quality year-round throughout the valley. Know your child is with someone you trust and rest assured that they are learning, growing, and maximizing their potential every single day. Please call the YMCA at 760-341-9622. That's 341-9622 for more information and to give your child all the tools needed to be a success. The YMCA, building strong children, families, and communities. There is only one place in the valley serving all of your golf cart needs, Electric Car Distributors. Serving the golf community since 1961, come and see what's new in 2012. Offering a huge inventory of custom and pre-owned cars and the best selection of the valley club cars, Yamaha and Western Elegante. Electric Car Distributors is your one-stop shop for all of your golf cart needs. With one historic location to serve you on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage, for more info, call 760-346-5661 or visit Electric Car Distributors on the web at elec-car.com.
Don't wait until after the crime to think about home security. Help protect your family, home, or business by calling Command One Security today. Family owned and operated and serving the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security. Call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at commandone.com.
Is it time for a change? Then visit Jason David Hair Studio in Palm Desert and let Ryan English create a style that's right for you. Jason David Hair Studio is located in the Ralph Shopping Center on Cook and Country Club with plenty of parking and easy to find. Call now to schedule an appointment with Ryan at 760-340-5959. That's 760-340-5959. Walk-ins are welcome, scheduled appointments preferred because it's all about the look.
Notice, if you keep listening to Money Radio 1200, you're likely to make more money, maybe even lots of it. You've been warned. Money Radio 1200.
Francoise. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200. I am Françoise, your host, and we are here at the La Costa Resort and Spa coming to you live. And you cannot go on a vacation or a trip or out your front door without stopping to eat somewhere. And here at the La Costa Resort and Spa, I have had the opportunity to eat at two of the restaurants. One was Legends. I had a fabulous meal on Friday night. And then last night, I was at the Blue Fire Bar and Grill. And joining us now is Chef Greg Fry Jr., the man of the hour at the Blue Fire Grill. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Francois. How are you?
I am great. I'm still full from last night. Now, folks, let me tell you this. I had a seven-course meal, and I'm not going to give you all the specifics and all the ingredients because we would be here all day. But I had ceviche with the avocado puree,
mm-hmm.
correct? I had spinach salad.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, and I also had, and he's laughing. I'm going to call it carrot soup because anyone that knows me, you know I do not like carrots, and you were so cute. You said, "What don't you eat?" And I said, "Carrots." And you said, "Just wait."
Well, I said I was going to get you some carrots, and you're going to like them. So it's always a pleasure whenever you get something and someone doesn't like, and you can turn them around.
Well, it was mouth watering. I just had to block out the fact that it was orange. I didn't know. I had chicken carbonara. I had braised bison short ribs with risotto.
Mm-hmm.
I also had an aged cheese plate finished with a sorbet, and it was an ice cream with fresh strawberries and cookies.
That's right, yeah.
And I'm still full. Fantastic. All right, so I was treated to my seven course. That was a tasting meal that I had last time at the Blue Fire Grill. But now let's find out a little bit about you, Chef Fry. Tell us a little bit about your culinary background.
Well, let's say I started culinary in Charleston, South Carolina. Been in restaurants since I was 16 years old, from mom and pop places down the street, but didn't decide I was going to become a chef or actually go into the cooking field until after I went through a few, life adventures. And, somehow the needle pointed in this direction and started in Charleston, South Carolina. Spent 6 years there with Bob Wagner and Michelle Weaver at the Charleston in Place Hotel at the Charleston Grill, and ended up overseas in France at Le Bougainvilliers and Saint-Galmier. New Orleans at the Windsor Court, San Francisco, Monterey, and Bernardus Lodge up there, and then most recently here, Papa Moose Grill in Solana Beach, and then been here for about a year and 8 months.
So when does it hit? These questions pop into my head. When did it hit you that you knew that you had this love and talent? I mean, you have to have a talent as well for cooking.
Well, that's the million-dollar question,
yeah.
and I get that so often, and really, there wasn't an actual moment. There's a lot of things that pushed me towards that. But I tell this to a lot of people that are coming up and students and other cooks that this is not a job that you pick. Very rarely is it sometimes that I meet somebody that's very good at this and it was like from the age of eight, I knew I wanted to be a chef. That's a very rare thing. Mm-hmm. This is a job that there's the glamour side of it, but that is the very small. You know, what you see on Food Network is not what you actually get in the kitchen, and it's a tough job. So it's a job that picks you, and just for some reason it clicks for me. When I got off to school, it made sense. It was the first time school made sense to me, and it's the first time that I had something in my hands that, I knew this is something I could do. And I had some great leaders that pushed me along and really, made me feel confident that this was someplace I could go.
And, folks, with us right now is Chef Greg Fry Jr. He is the chef, the executive chef at the Blue Fire Grill. And I was last night, while I was dining there, you have an open kitchen, basically, and you're up right there, front and center, directing everything. Was that your choice to have an open kitchen? Did you want that?
No, actually, this is a pre-existing restaurant. So I was this restaurant's been here for 6 years, and the the kitchen was envisioned as an open kitchen from the original concept design. I really appreciate it. I like it. It's the first kitchen that I've worked in that is an open kitchen for the guests. But, as I said, I started at 16, and before I became chef, cook, I started as a host, busser, waiter, bartender, and I was always used to very much dealing with the people on a one-on-one basis, and this provides that opportunity for me to kind of meld the two, where I can jump out and go to tables and see people enjoying it and get their feedback, or, you know, at the same time, you get to watch me run around like a crazy person.
Well, you're very controlled, but you do, and you are very visible, and you love to go. I could see that you like to stop on. I think I saw you stop at every single table to just say a quick hello, and guests really enjoy that.
I try my best. There are nights when we're so busy that I don't get to have that opportunity, but that's where my passion really kind of meets up with the food, is that it's not just me cooking the food. That is something that I absolutely dearly love, is the actual process and getting into it and the technique, but the other half of it is when you're sitting down at the table and the people that are sitting there enjoying your food, that's the real ticket. I don't do this for monetary reasons. It's for that smile on the face, or, like, for instance, the carrot. You know, yeah. You can get someone to enjoy something that they never thought they would.
I'll never hear the end of that one. Now, let's talk about the cuisine at the Blue Fire Grill and Bar. Tell us a little bit about, what is your cuisine there? What type of food are you serving?
So I don't really necessarily pigeonhole myself into, like, we're just French or we're just this. Really, our specific is fresh. We stick with, you know, very California local products. I try to get as much as I can from right around here, from seafood to produce to meats, cheeses, lettuce. But at the same time, the fresh is the key, and the technique is the key for us. Keeping everything, you know, very focused on the technique. You're not going to find us recreating the wheel here. It's very tried and true techniques, but that makes good soulful food.
With your spin.
You got it.
He has his fingers and everything there. You put your little magical touch.
Nice clean fingers.
Yeah, I know. And you have a magical touch. I see you with your little herb garden up there. I've never seen a little herb garden right there on the counter where the plates are coming out.
Well, that's just part of the freshness. You know, the herbs, after you cut them, they start to die. And so, you know, we keep them on the stems, in the water, up there on the line, and away from all the heat. So, you know, when the last minute garnishes that need to go on, a lot of it, you know, a lot of those play into ways for me to be able to actually visual and see each dish, or whoever is running the line to get to see each dish. But, hey, you know, they're not cut 2 days ago. They're cut right the minute you get to plate the dish.
I saw that. They were growing right before my eyes out there on the counter. And with us, folks, is Chef Gregory Fry Jr. He is the chef at the Blue Fire Bar and Grill here at La Costa Resort and Spa. LaCosta.com is the website. Now, there are a lot of children here at the resort and spa. Children are very hard to feed and keep happy. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you have the beautiful restaurant, but adults there, they want to go out for a fine dinner and bring the kids. How do you balance that? How do you keep the kids happy?
Well, you know, everything on the menu is, like I said, fresh, and it's cooked when you order it. So I have been more than accommodating as far as if somebody has the children that want to try something off the menu, please, I'd love for that. You know, it's not just adult food. I was fortunate. My parents never just fed me chicken fingers and fries. You know, I got to eat everything that they were eating. So I encourage the adults to, you know, go ahead and we can make anything that's on the menu into a nice kiddie portion.
Yeah.
Then we also do have a kid menu, and we're revamping that. Myself and our executive chef, Mark, here on property, we're going to be revamping that kids menu into something that's more focused on organic and healthy, rather than the standard tried and true chicken fingers and mac and cheese.
But you have, everyone was ordering your French fries. I'm a little tiny bit bummed. I didn't get to taste a French fry.
We have to come back.
I'm going out to almost every table in the restaurant. The young couple next to me, they were looking at my plates and just drooling, and then theirs came with the French fries. I almost grabbed them, but I didn't. I thought that wouldn't be.
Well, you have to leave something for everybody to come back for.
Okay. It's those signature fries. All right. Special occasions. So I know you have a room off to the side. You had three parties, I think, in there last night at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you whip up a special menu? Should I call and say, look, I'm bringing in a girls' party of 10, but I would like something different? Do you do that?
Yeah, we do that. You know, and of course, you know, time is on our side at those moments. It's very hard to do at the last minute, but, you know, and early on, if you give me a call, you know, and let us know that you're coming in, you give me an idea, we can make a lot of things happen. So that's the beauty of making things fresh.
Okay.
So that way you can kind of change up as you need to.
Good to know, because you have so many different, like I say, I've been saying all along, it's all a village here. It's very inclusive. You don't need to leave, and your food's phenomenal, so I want to make sure everybody gets over to the Blue Fire Bar and Grill. Mm-hmm. Now, wine selection. Pages and pages.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed a lot from Napa Valley.
Yeah, there's quite a bit from Napa Valley. We've got a little bit of things from everything from Argentina to, you know, some of the off, I don't want to say off sides, but just different rather than you're just French and California.
I think it's Italy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have several Spanish wines, Argentinian wines. We have a couple of Chilean, some from Australia, some New Zealand. We've got South Africa on there. But the wines are picked because they're good wines, not because they're great labels or anything like that. We pick the wine list with wines that we enjoy drinking first off, and then we go from there. So
great. I love a chef who tastes his wine.
Yeah.
What he's serving.
Well, a little bit for the pot, a lot for me.
There you go. And, of course, the Blue Fire Grill is open to the public.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah.
You have a lot of locals that are regulars here all the time.
That's my favorite thing is getting to see people back. And there's no better compliment than seeing someone come back into the restaurant again. And seeing the locals be a part of the restaurant, that's a huge deal for me.
Well, I can see why, because, again, my 7-course chef's tasting meal last night was just mouthwatering from start to finish. I mean, it truly was. It was phenomenal.
Well, thank you very much.
So season holidays are here. What do you have? Anything special going on that we
should
know about? Yes.
Well, Christmas and Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, we've got black truffles in. You know, this is the season for black winter truffles. So those will be here on my doorstep here in 2 days. I'm looking forward to seeing those.
Right.
Got some great venison. Take some nice venison loins, saddle, and wrap it with prosciutto, and then make these nice little venison towers, if you will, and just roast those off in a pan and with a little huckleberry sauce. That's really good. And then New Year's Eve is always the best. That's the most fun. You know, we have two seatings and a big extensive menu with lots of different things that, you know, it's not our normal menu, but just the chance for me to go all out.
So can folks see the menu on the website?
Yeah, on the website there's a dining there's a little on the scrolling on the top is a dining guide, and you can go to the dining guide there and click down all the menus. Yeah. You can see everything from Legends menu to my menu and each different holiday.
Fantastic. And what time does the Blue Fire open?
So we open at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock starts happy hour, my favorite hour.
Yeah.
And then, you know, from happy hour, we have some
happy chef, folks.
We have some nice light hors d'oeuvres that we serve off at 4 o'clock. And then 5 o'clock, the dining room opens, and it's full-on dinner from 5 o'clock on. And we don't close until 10 o'clock. That's our last seating.
Well, fantastic. Chef Fry, thank you so much for spoiling me last night.
It was a pleasure.
It was. And thank you for coming on the air and tell everybody about what you do here at the La Costa Resort and Spa at the Blue Fire Bar and Grill. Thanks again.
Thanks, Francois. Thanks
for
having me.
Okay, great. Well, you heard it right from the chef's mouth, folks. It is just phenomenal, phenomenal food at the Blue Fire Bar and Grill. So make your reservations in advance, so when you're here visiting the La Costa Resort and Spa, you will have all your ducks in a row there. You're going to have your spa treatment set up. You're going to have your dining experience at the Blue Fire set up, the golf. And we still have so much more to talk about. We're going to talk about tennis. We're going to talk about tennis here at the La Costa Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, California. In the next hour, we'll talk about tennis. We'll talk about activities for the children. Yes, this is I tell you, everything is here, including shopping for the ladies and the guys, some beautiful shops, the marketplace. We'll also talk a little bit again about the market with the marketing director, Denise Chapman, about the property itself as a whole. So here I am, Francoise Rhodes, the host of Traveling with Francoise, broadcasting live from the La Costa Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, California. I am having a wonderful time. The weather outside today is just coastal weather is what I'm going to call it. There's a few clouds, and yesterday was sparkling clear, crystal clear blue and crisp. The evenings have been cool. The golfers are out. And in fact, the kids, I have to laugh, you cannot keep kids away from a swimming pool, no matter where they are. It could be snowing, and they are going to go in the swimming pool, and here they have this huge they have a slide, they have a splash area. I don't know, they have a lot of stuff going on for kids. We're going to find out more about that in the second hour. So stick around. We will be back in 5 minutes. Enjoy the news. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200, coming to you live from the La Costa Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, California.